Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley.
Happiest of Fridays with KB and Marley. Every Friday morning, we have the honor of calling up somebody and making a lot of noise. We do that anyway, usually. But it is our Hank FM Hats Off to Heroes and our Hero of the Week. All this brought to you by, of course, our good friends there at Firefighting's Finest Moving and Storage. And if you have somebody you'd like to nominate, somebody in your family, somebody in your neighborhood, your community, your inner circle that has just throughout this crazy time risen above and been right there on the front lines. And that's what we have this fine morning. It is Gary Wheats. Gary Wheats, pharmacist out of Aledo, Texas, works at Albertsons right there in the pharmacy section. And nominating him was his lovely wife, Sylvia. Now, we tried to get Gary, but he's apparently working, so get Sylvia here. Talk about her,
man. This is Sylvia.
Good morning, Sylvia. I like your voicemail message, by the way.
Somebody else told me that. I don't know what it says. I guess I need to go listen.
That's kind of how we feel after we do every show. I have no idea what just happened, but it did.
No, I know what you're talking about, but thanks. Yeah.
Well, yes, we know this is definitely happening, and you nominate. I'm assuming Gary is your husband.
Yes, he is.
Gary Wheats. You nominated him to be our Hats Off Hank FM Hero of the Week, and our hat flies off to Gary this fine week. Congratulations to him.
Oh, that's awesome. He will be so excited.
Well, and I know we're talking to you because he is hard at work.
He is at work today.
12-plus hour days. Well, and this is part of the reason you nominated him. Tell us a little bit about him and what he's got going on and what he's been doing this, this very, very, as they say, extraordinary, challenging time.
Yes. Let's see. He graduated from pharmacy school in 1976. From the University of Texas at Austin, of course.
Oh, fellow Longhorn.
There you go. That's why that was.
Yay. Yeah. we have been married 46 years.
That is certainly special in itself right there.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, to put up with him for that long.
Well, he found the right prescription, apparently, that worked. Yeah. And he's found a way through this time. I mean, it has really become frontline workers. I mean, that now includes grocery store workers and certainly there at the pharmacy.
The whole concept of what people are asking for now compared to 2 months ago is completely different.
Oh, goodness. You know, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. And him being pharmacist, that's almost one of your first points of reference, people
sure.
You ask.
So that's probably, and it's just a lot of questions, and he doesn't have answers for either because I don't think anybody does.
Well, apparently not.
No.
But when you were nominating, you said through it all. Despite the 12-hour-plus days, that you are incredibly proud of your husband Gary's dedication to his job and to his customers and his staff.
But yeah, you know, he's a real people person, so he doesn't mind answering questions and helping people. That I think that's why you go into that kind of profession. Mm-hmm. Some days he's just really tired when he gets home, so.
I bet. Well, he's working hard right now. I don't know if they have Hank FM maybe there in the pharmacy. Ask a doctor if it's right for you.
I will tell him to turn it on.
There you go.
Hey, we like that.
We want Gary Wheats out of Aledo, Texas to hear. Thank you, sir. This hat's off for you from Hank FM.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very proud of him.
Live at 92.1 and live at 95.5. You're waking up with KB and Marley. Hank FM.